理课堂听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you're doing well and we hope you're ready to continue learning about disease detectives. Now, we found out last time that they do a lot of hard work.
That's right, Vicki. Hi everyone, my name is Steve. We're going to talk about how disease detectives or epidemiologists prevent outbreaks from happening.Now, an outbreak, remember, is a sudden increase or spread of a virus. And epidemiologists work hard to prevent that from happening. Join us now on page 46 in the left-hand column as we read more about this.
Disease detectives. When an outbreak occurs...Epidemiologists play many different roles during a disease outbreak. As scientists, they do research to learn more about the disease. They examine blood and other samples from patients infected by the disease. Epidemiologists also record the disease as it spreads. They create maps showing where the disease infected people. They analyze these maps to locate the origin of the disease.They also locate areas with high numbers of infected people. They then establish quarantines to control the movement of people in and out of those areas.
Well, students, let's take a look at the title of this section, When an Outbreak Occurs. So when an outbreak happens or occurs, what happens next?Epidemiologists play different roles, we find out in this section, during a disease outbreak.
Okay, they play different roles or they serve different functions. They do a lot of things when they play the detective. As scientists, that's their first role. They do research to learn more about the disease. Now remember, the thing that makes these kinds of viruses so frightening is that they don't know anything about them. They're new. And so how do you prevent them from spreading? That's the first thing they do is they research to learn more about the disease.
Okay, so that's one role in this, in their job. They are scientists. They have to find out more about the disease, so they do research. They examine blood, it says, and other samples from patients that have been infected by the disease. So they start to test the patient, first of all. They'll draw the blood. They will check the blood. They will also get other samples from the patients to see what...this disease is all about. What maybe makes up this disease? How are these people infected?
Okay, the word infected on line four is a word that can be, we can use the word polluted in a simple sense. They've been polluted. That disease or virus has entered into their body. A more difficult word might be contaminate. Contaminate is a big word, but that also indicates that someone has been infected.That virus has entered into the body.
Okay. That is a little bit difficult to explain sometimes when we say something has been infected, but that's the case. The virus has now gotten into the cells. It has begun its work of not only invading, but now damaging those cells.
Okay. Moving on to the next paragraph. Epidemiologists also record the disease as it spreads. So that's a second role that they perform. They record the disease as it spreads, almost as if they're keeping track of where it's going because they want to contain it. They want to keep it from spreading.
And this is interesting because they create maps, it says here too, showing where the disease infected people. And so they are really detectives. They go right back to the beginning and they figure out where it got started, or maybe they kind of backtrack in a way, finding out, okay, who did this person have contact with and who did they have contact with and when were they in this location? And it begins to put pieces together in a puzzle.
It does, actually. It's like a big, big mystery. And they're putting the pieces together, as you said, Vicki. Well, they analyze these maps to locate the origin of the disease. And again, as you said, they're looking at airline flight routes. They're looking at what planes took off when, and this person traveling to different continents around the world. They're looking at all of this information so that they can pinpoint or locate the origin of the disease.
What amazes me, even with the SARS outbreak, was how they were able to do that, how they traced back through different people where this all got started. And it was very interesting to see how it happened. But they have a tough job. It's not easy to always find out the origin. But notice it says they analyze. Analyze is a word, maybe a new word for some of you, and it simply means to examine and to then interpret what you are examining.
That's right. It also says they also locate areas with high numbers of infected people. That's another one of their responsibilities, is to locate areas where lots of people have been infected or contaminated. Remember, I used that big word before, with the virus.
Right. This is critical in order to contain the epidemic. They have to locate these areas with the high numbers of infected people because then they have to establish, it says here, quarantines to control the movement of people in and out of these areas. Because if there was an area with a large amount of people infected, then if those people start moving out, it's just going to spread very quickly.
That's right. Quarantines means to set up an enforced isolation to prevent the spread of a contagious disease. So the government is saying to people infected with the disease, you can't go anywhere. In fact, you have to stay somewhere for a period of time so we can study you and make sure that this disease does not spread. Someone who is in quarantine has to maybe be alone or with other people who might have the disease.
That's right. Now, sometimes when people are in quarantine, they can stay in their own homes, but they cannot leave. They're not permitted to move from that area. Other times, there's a very specific area set aside just for people that are infected or maybe have been in contact with people who have been infected. So they have to set up or establish these quarantines, and it's not easy. I remember during the SARS breakout, we had a lot of people in quarantine, and some of us had to make phone calls to make sure that they were staying home.
That's right. Well, friends, let's visit the chat room, and then we'll take a short break. We'll come back, and we'll talk more about this interesting topic.
Welcome to the chat room. So, Ken, what should we chat about today?
Well, I have a question about the word patient. I know that a patient is a person who receives medical care, but I've also heard the words inpatient and outpatient. Can you explain what they are?
Sure. If you're an inpatient, then you are admitted to a hospital or other medical facility for more than 24 hours. But if you're an outpatient, then you are treated at the hospital, but you don't stay overnight. Often people will use the word outpatient as an adjective. For example, she had outpatient surgery yesterday. That means she was able to leave the hospital after the surgery.
So do you need a hyphen within the words inpatient and outpatient?
No, you don't, although it's not wrong to use a hyphen. Both spellings are acceptable.
Patient 是病人，在医院中有两种病人 ，inpatient 就是住院病人，以及 outpatient 门诊病人。还有住院并不能够讲 live in the hospital， 必须用 stay at the hospital， 因为 live 是表示定居、长期的居住，短暂的住、落脚要用 stay。比如说 stay at a hotel 是住旅馆。Now I know that patient has other meanings as well.
It does. Patient can also be used as an adjective. If you are patient, then you're able to put up with pain, troubles, difficulties, etc. without complaining or losing your temper. So, Ken, are you a patient person?
Most of the time, but sometimes I lose my patience.
Me too. I can be very impatient at times. My mother always used to say to me, have patience.
Oh yes, I've heard that expression as well. Have patience. Patient 当形容词是有耐心的，能忍耐的。相反的，没有耐心的是 impatient。在 patient 前面加上 im, impatient。那也许你会问，没有耐心的 impatient 跟刚刚讲的住院病人 impatient 要怎么分辨？除了一个字用 m, 一个字用 n 之外，两个字的重音是不一样的。impatient 重音在后面，那是没有耐心的。inpatient 重音在前面，那是住院病人。所以大家学英文一定要有 patience。
That's right, students. We hope you have patience as you continue to study English. It will get easier. And now let's go to a break.
What famous French chemist discovered that germs cause many diseases? What famous French chemist discovered that germs cause many diseases? Louis Pasteur. This discovery was one of the most important in medical history. Indeed, this famous chemist was a disease detective.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. Before our break, we learned that epidemiologists have worked in different areas. They have different roles that they play at different times during an outbreak. They're scientists. They have to do research. They have to analyze things, record things, and they also have to work together with the government to establish quarantines.
That's right, Vicki. They also work as educators. Let's learn more about that on line 13.
Disease detectives. Epidemiologists also work as educators. During a disease outbreak, they report to the public and the government about the disease. With this information, people can adjust their lifestyles to avoid becoming infected, and the government can take measures to control the outbreak. Epidemiologists' work can be intense. Dr. Morse, an American epidemiologist, says, Everything is intensely time-driven. You're faced with high pressure and an accelerated need to respond quickly. Why do epidemiologists work so hard? Perhaps it's because they know their work is not just concerned with science, but with saving lives.
Okay, as Steve mentioned, epidemiologists also work as educators. It's important to educate people on these viruses and these epidemics. People need to be informed.
That's right. During a disease outbreak, it says they report to the public and the government about the disease. So people need to know what's going on. It's very important that they're educated, that they're informed, so that they can take measures to help protect themselves.
You know, people can get very angry when they find out that there's an epidemic and they didn't know about what was going on. They want to have answers. They want to have all the information. A lot of times when they get the information, it causes them to be frightened, and these people have to know how to handle this information. They need to make people aware of what's going on, but also what they can do to protect themselves so there's no panic involved.
In line 15, it says, with this information that the epidemiologists give to the public, they can adjust their lifestyles to avoid becoming infected. Again, remember, if you remember the SARS epidemic, our lifestyles changed quite a bit, and that was to avoid becoming infected. And I think it was important that the public understood what was going on, that they had instructions and ways to protect themselves.
Right. I think that this helps people not to panic. If they really know what's going on, they're very clear. Often when we don't know what's going on, we begin to panic because we're very fearful. We don't know how to handle things. But if we're clear on what the situation is and how to protect ourselves, the chances are the disease won't spread and we will also not panic.
Okay, so when the public's informed, that's a good thing. When the government's informed, it can take measures to control the outbreak. So the government plays a vital role in helping control a virus's outbreak. The government can enforce certain things, whereas the epidemiologists, they don't really have a lot of power to do that. They need the government's cooperation.
Absolutely. The local government especially needs to take action. They need to take measures to control the outbreak. Now, when we take measures, what we're doing is we're taking certain steps, certain action, so that in this case, there wouldn't be a greater outbreak or the situation wouldn't increase or get worse.
That's right, Vicki. You mentioned taking steps, taking actions. That's what measures are to accomplish a certain purpose. In this case, is to prevent the outbreak from spreading. Let's look at this word now in today's word skit. So, ma'am, how can I help you?
Well, I have this very valuable diamond ring, and I'm looking for a safe place to keep it.
Well, ma'am, be assured, your diamond ring will be safe here at this bank.
Well, what measures do you take to protect my things?
Well, first of all, we have plenty of security cameras. Take this camera up there, for example. Do you see that? So we watch carefully what happens here at the bank.
Well, that's a good measure. Anything else?
Oh, we also have a wonderful security system. Do you see this here? If something goes wrong,
whoop, whoop, whoop,
the security alarm goes off.
Oh, well, that's a good measure.
Well, another measure we have, of course, are our 24-hour-a-day security guards. They're here to protect all of our valuable things.
Well, I can see you take a lot of measures to keep things safe. I guess I will leave my ring here.
Wonderful.
Where is it? Oh, no, it's gone.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, I better call somebody. Don't worry, ma'am. We'll take every measure to recover your diamond.
Oh.
Okay, again, measures here could refer to steps or actions that are taken to meet a certain goal, to accomplish a certain task. In this case, they want to prevent the outbreak from getting worse, and they want to make sure that everyone is protected.
Okay, in line 19, we see that word again, epidemiologist. And if you want to, again, you can substitute the words disease detectives for that word epidemiologist. Well, their work can be intense. Dr. Morse, an American epidemiologist, says everything is intensely time-driven. So their work is intense. They have a heavy, heavy workload.
Right. When I think of this word intense, I think about just very extreme in degree, especially involving stress. So we see that they have, it's time-driven, and time-driven things can cause a lot of stress. So it's intensely time-driven. They have to work in a certain amount of time. They have to accomplish a lot of things because they know the longer this goes on, the more this can spread. And so this is very frightening.
Okay, time-driven or motivated by time. Because as you said, Vicki, time is short. The longer you wait, the more chances that the disease will spread all over the globe, and it could cause death to millions of people. So these scientists are under some pressure.
Earlier in the year, we talked about the purpose-driven life, and you've seen these types of expressions before, and the idea is that it's motivated by the thing that comes before the word driven, in this case, time-driven.
Okay, continuing with Dr. Morris's quote on line 21, he says, "You're faced with high pressure and an accelerated need to respond quickly." And that kind of just says again what we said a moment ago. You have to work quickly. You have to respond. They need answers quickly to prevent the virus from spreading.
And we learned this word accelerated not too long ago. In the last few months, we learned this word. It really means to get things moving much more quickly, doesn't it?
Right. An accelerator in the car is the pedal in which you press with your foot to go faster. So they need to work faster. They're under a lot of pressure.
So why do epidemiologists work so hard? It says here, perhaps it's because they know their work is not just concerned with science, but also with saving lives. I think that's the key, isn't it? They know that if they don't work hard, if they don't work fast, and they don't get this under control, more lives may be lost.
So that's quite a motivation, not only for just a few lives, but for millions of lives all over the world. Their job is very important. They have a lot of responsibility.
That's right. Well, it's time for us to review our lesson. Students, join us.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们看 infect 这个动词。infect 是指使感染或者是污染某人或某事物，常常用被动式。感染到某种疾病是用 with 这个介系词。例如 ,the patients who were infected with TB were isolated.这些感染到肺结核的病患被隔离了。Infect 的过去分词 infected 可以当形容词，意思是受到感染的。例如 ,an infected area, 被感染的区域，或者是 ,an infected wound, 被感染的伤口。继续我们看的是 analyze 这个动词，注意它的重音在第一音节，念成 analyze。analyze 是指对某个对象加以分析研究。例如 ,the scientists analyzed the water samples for contamination. 科学家们研究水的采样以研究受污染的情况。analyze 的名词是 analysis, A-N-A-L-Y-S-I-S。注意它的重音跑到第二音节念成 analysis。例如 ,financial analysis, 财务分析。最后我们看的是 measures, 这个复数型的名词。复数型的 measures 是指方法或手段。课文中提到的 take a measure to do something 或者是 take measures to do something 是指为了达到某个目的所采取的方法或手段。例如 ,the airline promised to take stronger measures to improve air safety. 这家航空公司承诺或采取更强势的手段来改善他们的飞行安全。And now let's move on to the word bank.
Infect. Tim infected other family members with his cold. Analyze. Professor Hall analyzed the math problem and taught us how to solve it. Quarantine. When I moved to Britain, my dog spent 6 months in quarantine. Measures. We need to take extra measures to solve this difficult problem.Drive. Tom works very hard. He is driven by a desire to succeed.
Disease detectives. When an outbreak occurs. Epidemiologists play many different roles during a disease outbreak.As scientists, they do research to learn more about the disease. They examine blood and other samples from patients infected by the disease. Epidemiologists also record the disease as it spreads. They create maps showing where the disease infected people. They analyze these maps to locate the origin of the disease. They also locate areas with high numbers of infected people.They then establish quarantines to control the movement of people in and out of those areas. Epidemiologists also work as educators. During a disease outbreak, they report to the public and the government about the disease. With this information, people can adjust their lifestyles to avoid becoming infected, and the government can take measures to control the outbreak.Epidemiologists' work can be intense. Dr. Morse, an American epidemiologist, says, "Everything is intensely time-driven. You're faced with high pressure and an accelerated need to respond quickly." Why do epidemiologists work so hard? Perhaps it's because they know their work is not just concerned with science, but with saving lives.
Well, students, let's take a look at our key points. The first one is, with so many people traveling, diseases can quickly spread around the globe.
The second point says, epidemiologists search for the cause of a disease outbreak and work to stop the disease from spreading.
And the third one, epidemiologists educate the public and the government about deadly diseases.
The last point reads, epidemiologists' work can be intense. When a disease outbreak occurs, they must work quickly. Well, friends, that's all the time we have. Please join us again for another lesson here at Studio Classroom Online. Until then, bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.